What's so great about?
Welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that knows what it's like and damn well knows what it can't live without. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well, Terry. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pal.
Mm-hmm.
What was that cheeky little...
Well, glad you asked, my friend. It is a little bit of a hint. Now, we're going to be covering five things that we can't live without on this week's episode, courtesy of one of our great patrons,
Rob McAdams.
Ah, Rob, again.
Essentially, I mean, he's given us, if you don't mind me saying, Rob, he has given us some absolutely dynamite ideas. He's really pushing, I mean, he hasn't requested it at all, but for that assistant producer tag, because
we gotta talk about this off mic. Stop offering people roles.
It's not a paid role, Rob.
Stop offering people roles in the podcast.
But thanks for the idea. And
you know, he's putting the rest of you to shame.
What are the rest of you like, Edison?
How have you been, Andy?
I've been well, still on my health shit.
It shows.
Terry. Right, I sent Terry a picture of me on the podcast last week. You may wonder why it's zoomed in so much on me this week. I just sent Terry a still. I have never looked fatter.
So you're sitting.
It was, and there was loads of space behind me on the chair, but I looked ginormous.
You were like, you know what? Ginormous is a bit strong.
It was ginormous.
You know, you looked healthy. You look like well the fed guy from The Simpsons in the Australia episode in the rubber dinghy. Andrew! Andy! Hey, old Jeps, what's the good word?
That's what I felt
healthy
like.
Healthy looking.
Oh, I just...
You were just slouched too much.
I was slouched. And plus, I'm at that stage with the long hair where it's like, one day it looks pretty good, next day, awful.
I think it looks good.
You gotta be fucking vigilant. I'm like, okay, I have something planned.
What are you using it?
What are we using it?
Yeah.
The beach mat paste.
That's good. Now I've dabbled.
Now I've learned that I'm only using it now just on this side, just to tuck it in a little bit, right?
Interesting.
But if I have to go somewhere tomorrow, I have to pre-plan my showers or my hair washing, should I say? And like, well, I can't shower that day because it'll be mental. I can't. You know what I mean?
No. We've been over this with showers.
No, because
your shower schedule confounds me.
Okay, Terry and Andy, when we were away, they asked me how many times a day.
You're saying this on the pod. How many times a day
do you shower? And I thought this was like a trick question. I'm like, one, sometimes less than one. They were like, what? I shower twice a day.
I shower twice a day. I have to
twice a day.
I'm gonna go home and shower after this. Like, I'm sweating now.
Wow.
I didn't have to run for a part of my journey.
Oh. Okay, fair it is.
But generally, after my commute, because I walk up the hill, you know, in Rattrum, and I know as soon as I get in, I'm like, okay, if I can get Gus down, get a quick shower, and turn around for second bedtime.
So you shower as soon as you get up?
Yeah.
And then you shower before bed. Yeah. I mean, that's great. Like, that is probably a good thing.
It's a prerequisite in my house. You're not going to shower? Well, no, it's like most of my family tell me I stink. Gus hasn't got there yet. He hasn't developed
that
sense of smell. But you stink, Dad. Yeah, he does stink, actually.
Well, I find with the shower that it's, if you have longer hair.
I wash my hair every day. I shampoo my hair every day as well, once a day. I'm not crazy.
Okay, so the second shower, this is really interesting. Yeah. So the second shower, you don't. Is that a dry hair wash?
No, I wash my hair still, but you know.
How do you wash it? Well, you just wet it.
Yeah.
I think that's worse.
Why is that worse?
Because then, are you getting it greasy if you're just wetting it and then letting it dry?
I may do.
I mean, you only have to wait 10 hours before your next shower. So
exactly.
It's fine.
If I'm doing shower gel, you know, I'm lathering up and then I may run my hands through my hair. So
Your hair's been looking good lately, if I may say.
It's getting long again. I was looking at pictures of me at this time last year and I had it like long.
Do you ever regret cutting it? Like when you see, man, my hair was so long, or do you think, ugh, my hair was so long back then?
I think from like maybe 2 years ago, there's videos in this podcast when I had long hair and I looked quite bloated. I'm probably like the same weight, but I think I was just drinking a lot more alcohol at the time. So I was like, my face is like puffy. Or something. Yeah, and yeah. I had long hair. I'm like, oh, I don't look good there. And then there's like pictures of me, say I was on holidays down in Clare and I had long hair and I was like, oh, look.
Look at me there. Freewheeling.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Like,
I have a thing tomorrow. You may notice that fancy suit jacket hanging up behind you.
I did notice it, yeah.
So it's my father's.
You're not going to fit into
I'll
that.
Be wearing, I've already tried it. Sleeves are way too long.
Your dad taller than you?
No, and it's not really. It's just how I feel putting on my father's clothes. Like, hey, Dad, look.
I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
I'm going to the business factory.
That's nice, son.
Yeah.
I'm going to Tony's thing. Is premiere.
Oh, nice.
For a good boy. And
my invite must have been lost in the mail, was it?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. But to be honest, I think you probably would have been invited if you'd been interested in going. I probably could have.
Last time we talked.
Well, so basically, the whole family's going. I didn't even think I was going to go because we have a conference on. I didn't think I'd be able to get away for it. But they were like, "No, it's fine."
Where's it on?
Great, the Savoy. But here's the thing, right?
I like the Savoy.
11 a.m. So I don't know if you
11 a.m.
Yeah. So
what is this like?
That's the thing. But he goes, "Oh, and it's a premiere, so wear a tux." I was like, "What?"
A tux?
I was like, "You're joking." Like, this is a joke. He's like, "I'm not joking. I'm wearing a tux, and Ben is wearing a tux." And I was like, "What?" And
kind of suit, open collared.
Apparently,
suit.
I mean, I was just thinking, I'm just gonna go. Like, it's going to the movies. Like, I'm just gonna go.
No, it's premiere. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know this life.
Dress up a little bit, like.
So I'm gonna wear that suit jacket and either a shirt, maybe even a t-shirt underneath.
Look, whoever's there, anybody new, you want to hit up for the podcast. That's your job for the day. All right.
Okay.
Schmooze.
I get Fergal Costello to direct. What's
our
feature
film?
The movie.
Brainwave?
Oh. Looks like you've had a bad night, friend.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah,
hey,
shout out to Paul O'Toole for some of the amazing artwork for some of our movie picks. Oh, my God.
Great stuff.
I forgot all about Unhook the World.
Oh, your fucking...
Your title. That was you.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
I would never call a movie Unhook the World or whatever it's you call it. That
Andy,
was you. It was you.
Andy, it's so like you. It's called Unhook the World.
No, I had your boys in it and all on the poster.
Who's
it was
my
yours.
Boys?
It was one,
it
of
definitely
yours.
Wasn't one of mine.
Oh, my God.
It's totally not. Even the manner of the whatever that is. I can't even remember what it is. But it sounds like it's some sci-fi nonsense. Mine is more like a guy robbed the bank and then
sure.
was... screwed over by his cohorts and now he wants to get revenge. That's like my shit. Yours is high concept always.
First start, middle and end. Already written. Usually about some sort of high school reunion starring Timothy
or
Oliphant.
Some sort of horror.
The horrors are good.
No, it's still not getting over the Baker
the
man.
Bryan Cranston, Toni Collette.
That one was the worst one. It was like a tree or something.
A mysterious tree. Cranston is called to. He's washing dishes. He's staring out looking at the tree. Dear? All of a sudden the door's open. He's at the tree. You know? Folks, if you want to know what the hell we're talking about, check on over on Patreon. We have about 6 or 7 episodes of us pitching, coming up with brand new movie ideas. Absolutely no rehashed ideas brought up at all.
There really kind of isn't. Though it's like, you know, like anything, you put a spin on something from, you know, years ago, whatever. It's pretty, our stuff is pretty fresh.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say the other thing.
No.
Yeah. I think it's actually pretty good.
Hmm.
You know, one, at least in every episode, at least one idea in each one is
good.
Yeah. Objectively.
Yeah, objectively, of course.
Listen, how have you been, more importantly, Terry?
I've been good. It's spooky season, Andy.
Oh.
Sorry. Oh. What was that?
I was just drinking my 4th water of the day.
Actually, before we get on to spooky season talk, I'm doing something health-wise as well.
Oh.
Intermittent fasting. I've started again.
Go on. No, how many hours? What
I'm
is
doing
this?
The 10:14. I'm not doing the 8:16 yet.
Right. So that's 10 hours of your eating window and 14 hours of non-eating.
Yes.
Okay, interesting. Yeah,
not that bad.
Well, I'm literally just doing 12 and 12 at the minute, but I'm aware of it. I haven't done it before.
12 and 12. Okay.
So I'll stop eating dinner at 8 and I won't have even a coffee until 8 the next
You can
night.
Have a black coffee.
Yeah, no sugar though.
Yeah, yeah. So it's black coffee.
Please. Yeah. Rather just have nothing, like. You know. So coffee's disgusting, let's face it. And so is beer, let's face it as well. No. Coffee and beer are gross.
No.
It's the social.
Well, we know they're not going on your list anyway.
No. If I add sugar to coffee, I absolutely love it. Well, sorry, I know this is your
sugar water.
Sugar water.
You're the guy from Men in Black.
Oh. Oh. Could you put another sachet in there? Oh, that's the stuff.
Oh, a big glass of water. Oh. Nice color.
He's growing on me as time goes on.
It's one of the best performances ever.
Fucking hated it for years.
So fucking.
So what's your time frame?
10:30 to 8:30.
10:30 a.m.
to 8:30 p.m.
That's your eating window.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that bother you now? Because you like to have a breakfast.
I do like to have a breakfast, so I'm having my breakfast at 10:30.
And what's the general idea? It gives your gut a chance to constantly digesting food.
It's all about the gut, I think, right. And it helps speed up the metabolism, I think.
Right.
I think if you want to be doing it proper, it's 8:16 is the thing to go to.
I think I could do that though.
I could probably do 9:15.
Stop eating at 10 p.m. And then I could start eating at by midday the next day.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do midday.
That's 14.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I could do that.
No, that's not 14, is it?
10 p.m. Okay. to 12 a.m.
So what you want to do is 2 to 8 or 12 to 8.
You lost me.
12 to 8 is your eating window. That's 8 hours.
Yeah.
So you're doing 16 non-eating.
Yeah, I could do that.
Or you want to do, if you want to go to 10 p.m, it's you can't eat till 2 p.m.
Okay.
You couldn't do that now.
Now I've been told I want to get 190 grams of protein a day into me.
This is bullshit.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't know what we're talking about. Anyway, my whole point.
Oh, this conversation. Yeah.
My whole point is, please. It's more for comedic purposes where it's like, I get home, I'm doing bedtime, and like my daughter, who won't go to sleep without me in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either, you know, bring her into my bed and she'll curl up and fall asleep and I'll transfer her to her bed. Or if she's in her bed, I'll be sitting on the floor in the corner on the phone waiting for her to fall asleep so I can get out. Because if I try to leave, she's like, Dad, don't go.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be my life for, I don't know. But anyway, when the clock is ticking, if it gets past 8 o'clock, I'm like, I got 30 minutes left to eat. If I can't eat in the next 30 minutes, I got to go crazy. I can't go to the rest of the night without food.
Do you get hangry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. Are you aware enough? How soon into the hanger are you aware that you're hangry? Do you know what I mean? Do you cop it straight away or do you react to something like, I might be a bit hangry?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I'm like, look, I'm just hungry. I haven't eaten or whatever. It's like, it's not really an excuse either.
It's not, but it's a perfectly legitimate
is it?
Excuse as well.
I think if somebody says to me, I'd be like, yeah, you know what? Go eat something.
Yeah.
Whereas
I would understand.
I think there's less grace given to me. Maybe because my hanger is more, I don't want to say childish.
Petulant?
Yeah, petulant is a good word.
Yeah.
So like,
We have to plan our weekends around me consuming food.
Yeah, we're going out like, and phase like, you had some
deep? Got some deep. Yeah. We'll go there. We'll get you some deep there. But
we'll get you a Big Mac.
Me hungry. You know?
But, I'm feeling good.
How long have you been doing it?
Since the start of the week. So 3 days.
Not very good.
I'm going to do it. I'll see about, I'm planning on taking the weekends off.
So am I.
Yeah, but then I'll see about it. Yeah, look, I'm trying to get a bit healthy.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to.
Did I inspire you?
No, because I.
No. In a way, though, I kind of did. Now, you have to look at me up and down. I just mean by my specific.
This rake thin man. I want to be like him.
Don't judge me by my current appearance, Terry.
No, I think I'd. It was coincidental that like the 2 days before I've been doing the water rinse gut thing.
Mm.
It's actually supposed to be
a scientific name.
Yeah, 2 glasses of water in the morning is to flush out your gut.
Oh,
apparently.
Okay.
Don't know if I can do 2. I do a pint.
A pint is fine.
Pint sustains me. And then I drink more water during the day. But
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, exercise, and I'm like, I have the fucking time or the energy.
I'm supposed to be integrating exercise into this new health thing, and I haven't yet.
Hard.
It's very hard. But you know what the annoying thing is? Is that like now the whole office is aware of it because it's someone in the office who's helping me along with this thing. So everyone's like, oh, how's it going with the thing? But like every time I walk back to my desk with a plate of food, it's like, everyone's like, oh, what's this? Yeah. What's this? Oh, that's a very good.
Go to HR.
And I'm fucking, we don't have one. And I and I just
go
want
to your dad.
This, dad, they're making fun of me. But like,
just supporting.
Yeah, but like sometimes it's grand. Maybe when I'm hangry, it's not. It's like, just let me fucking eat me food.
I'm not a zoo animal.
Yeah, I specifically got in early the other day to have my breakfast in here. So I could eat it when there was no one else here. Because I don't know why. Just some days it's just like, just fuck off
I
and then eat me food.
When I was going for an interview in work and I wore a suit into the office. And the office full of women. And they were like, yeah, literally like that. And then I laughed it off. And then I was like, I don't know, I've had this weird feeling. I'm like, I kind of feel uncomfortable now. I kind of feel like I'm on display.
Yes.
And I was like, imagine that was flipped around. It was a bloke's office. And
I know.
Like, they didn't mean it and buy it or whatever. They were saying you look nice
it's
or whatever.
In good spirits, but yeah.
Yeah, but I was like, I don't know, this weird feeling now of like...
well, I'm comfortable.
It's like, go to HR. Sorry, everybody...
they were making me feel something.
Yeah, they said I look great and they did like a woo thing.
So could you write them up or...
All I want is an apology and for them to be fired.
Oh, the idea. Yeah, see, I do have that sometimes where I'm like, if I dress up, you get comments, I'm like, God, I must look so scruffy.
Normally.
In general, yeah. Because it's like, I'm not even, like, I wouldn't even be in, like a full suit even, like you. Just a little
shirt,
bit
a
presentable.
Shirt.
A shirt. It's like, oh, look at this.
It is spooky season.
Yes.
Halloween.
Yes.
How's your horror movie watching coming along?
Oh, I started a movie and I turned it off pretty quick.
What one was it?
The new one on Netflix.
It's What's Inside?
Yeah.
So it's be good.
Turned it off after 5 minutes. I hated the way it was shot.
5 minutes.
I hated the way it was shot. Mm. I hated the dialogue. Mm-hmm. Really bad. And the camera's just constantly spinning around them all the time.
You'd be used to it.
I'm just like, you know what?
Considering we're covering Tony Scott. Hmm?
Yes, well.
Over on the Patreon, if you're listening to us. Join on up for a low, low fee of €5 a month. If you like spinning cameras.
Which I don't.
Tony's got you covered.
But this, yeah, it put me off. Turn it off.
I haven't actually added it to my list, but it's, you know, it's in my ether.
You know what else I watched? A little short film.
Okay.
Starring my brother.
I've seen it. Here's how devoted I was to watching this movie. You tell the people what it is.
It's called... what's the fucking call? I don't know.
Something is not right.
Something doesn't feel right.
There you go. I went and found it on Vimeo.
Oh, yeah?
Way back when.
Oh, nice.
Because I remember when we had Tony on years ago now, pre-COVID maybe?
Wow.
When we were in the small office studio and he was telling us he was playing Zip Face. There you go.
Yeah, now it's on Disney Plus
so cool,
now.
Like.
It's so great. But like... I didn't expect it to be as funny as it was.
Very funny.
I didn't really know it was a comedy. Like, I kind of heard it was kind of like a comedy horror sort of thing. But I laughed a few times. Like,
was it like 10 minutes?
Yeah, like 10 minutes, something like that. But it was funny. Like, it's very funny. And the physical comedy that he does is really funny.
Who's the guy in it as well?
John Doran's in
it. Oh, yeah, yeah. And very funny man, John. If you're listening, come
man.
On in.
Come on, he's definitely not listening.
Yeah, well, you never know.
They're not listening. Nobody's listening.
Don't cut yourself off, Andy. We talked about this.
John, get in contact with us, please.
Hey, I watched one by your boy. I don't know if you've seen this before, actually. You may have. By Mike Flanagan. Ouija.
No, I haven't.
Origin of Evil.
Is it good?
Very good.
I would expect nothing less from the King of Horror.
Well, he's the new king, yeah. This is one of his first ones. This is like, I think he'd done Oculus, he'd done that movie Hush, and then they'd made a movie called Ouija. Have you seen the first Ouija?
No, but
it's supposed to be
can
really
we just
bad.
Call it Ouija?
It's spelled with an A.
Yeah, but can we just call it Ouija?
Not
you always have one every episode.
It's not me! It's spelled with an A!
I don't think, we here in Ireland never say Ouija board. It's Ouija board. This is how it is.
But wasn't
it's
it
like colonel? We all just accept that colonel is not spelled, it's not pronounced colonel. We just all throw an R in there and accept it.
Well, hold on, they do call it Ouija, like in
that movie, maybe
in other countries.
Here in this country, pal, we call it Ouija.
Us Fenians call it Ouija.
Anyway, sorry, I'm getting off.
And they made the first movie Ouija. It was a bit of a disaster, and they brought Flanagan in to kind of shadow direct and punch up the script. And they're like, what do you want to do next? And he was like, make a sequel. A prequel, sorry, excuse me. And it's got a bunch of his regular troupe in it. It's set in like this late 60s, early 70s. Mm. And it's about a woman who pretends to be a psychic. And then they get the Ouija board. And when they start playing to add as part of her act, she has two daughters with her. And then the youngest, it's actually some fucking great, creepy kid acting.
Nice.
The youngest daughter is able to use the Ouija board to connect with the, what would you call it? Past people that lived there.
Yeah.
And then it's
past inhabitants, yeah, former inhabitants.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Thank you.
And then it kind of goes all fucking off the rails. But it's really good. I would recommend it. It's like an hour 40 as well. I watched it on the train going to work.
Ugh.
Start to finish. And I was like,
oh, how long is your commute?
Well, it's actually, my commute is like an hour 25, 30. But while I was waiting in between trains, I was still able to watch it. Like, so.
Let me ask you a question. Do you enjoy your commute?
I do.
Depends on if the train's packed or not.
Yeah, and since September, these snot-nosed college kids are back. I actually feel sorry for them because, like, they can't afford to or live in Dublin or can't get places to live in Dublin.
We can't afford to live in Dublin.
Yeah, so they're having to commute to college in Dublin from, I don't know, by the time it gets to Rathdrum, it's fucking packed. So you're talking Arklow, Wexford, wherever,
true.
During the summer.
I don't feel too bad for them.
No?
They get to go to college. College kids.
Yeah, but I kind of feel bad for, like, college kids now.
You gotta put in your time.
Well, like,
how many buses did we hop on and off?
But when we were college kids, there was loads going on in Dublin for us to do. There's nothing. Like, people we knew when we were in college, they were renting a house between four of them for like $1,200 a month or something like that. They don't get that now.
True.
It actually sucks for them.
It does. Dublin sucks though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, now doesn't it
does.
It though?
Now it does, like, you know.
Yeah, it's like Dublin City. Forget about it.
What's going on there? Like, you know, there's not much.
I feel like it's been a it's exacerbated by the fact that I've left. So when I come back, it's like more of a shock. But I remember we'd have nights out.
It's 5 years ago or something.
When I moved to Arklow, and I remember coming in to getting the bus into Dublin, into town, and like, I would just be like, fucking hell.
You say that to me. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I was like, this is... I felt like Kevin in Home Alone 2, where he's walking the streets of New York. Like,
watch it, kid.
It was like, but like, just so many homeless people. There's just so... And it was just the noise of buses and people. I'm like, oh! It was like, and to use another analogy, I felt like your man from Shawshank Redemption, you know, where he's like, I seen a car once or twice when
Red?
I was, whatever. I don't know if I can do it. But
he was here.
Yeah.
Killed himself.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, let's not bring it down.
You brought it up.
I bring it up, you bring it down.
Yeah, there you go.
And let's talk about?
You know, I like this time of year.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I like this time of year. The leaves are changing. It's getting a bit cooler. And I like getting into the kind of... Now I get to watch as many horror movies as I want. And I can treat myself to.
Would you be the only one watching horror movies in your house?
Depends on the type of horror movie. Ghost stuff, forget about it.
Right.
Faye is a no-go with that.
Right. Devil stuff?
Yeah, no-go.
Alien stuff?
Less no-go. Like The Thing.
Psychological thriller?
Like, she likes The Thing. She likes...
Right. Classic monster
It
stuff.
Follows, that kind of stuff. That was like, good. You know, we watched one with her from It Follows. It's on Netflix. It's called Watcher with Micah Monroe from It Follows. Right. That's kind of like, she moves to Bucharest or Budapest? One or the other.
Oh, I like the way you said Bucharest.
Is Bucharest Romania?
Yep.
Then it's Bucharest. She moves with her husband. But she doesn't know anybody, and then she feels like she's being watched the whole time. And it's that kind of like, is she crazy or creepy, is she, like, you know? Yeah. And that was good. That was like 90 minutes. But those are the type of, like...
Why do you only reserve the long movies for me? You're watching all these zippy little movies by yourself. Well, can you steer the podcast in the direction of these?
Because I know they're not as good. they're okay movies, whereas... Some of the longer ones are better.
With Halloween, like every day, Joni's got a new costume idea. Where she's cool. Do you know what I want to be now? I'm like, what? What do you want to be? So the latest one, I think, is Dead Scientist.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Mad Scientist?
No, it's Dead. Like, she has to be dead. But it'll be something else. Something else when I get home now. But she's big into like... Halloween, Christmas, winter stuff, all that sort of stuff. It's bad just even like...
Our house is decorated already for Halloween.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, ours isn't decorated at all.
It's like candy lights, I've been told. It's just Christmas lights.
All right. But
they're in a box that's like candy lights. We've got ghosts hanging up. We've got, trick-or-treat thing on the door. All that stuff. That was nice. That's like a week ago. So whatever, the first weekend in Halloween.
I say it to Carrie, she'd be devastated.
What, that we like, beat you?
Yeah, people have put up their decorations, Kerry.
You got the Halloween tree up.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the dead tree.
It's just a bunch of pumpkins stacked on top of each other. It's like one giant one for the base, and then just a bunch all the way up to the top.
I'm trying to think, like, is there... I don't really have a go-to movie for Halloween, like you would for Christmas or something like that. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Bonnie probably a bit too young, but, like, as a family... The second Haunted Mansion movie is good. Goosebumps is quite good.
Yeah, she's not ready for humans yet.
Yes, I know what you mean.
We've been trying because she loves Nightmare Before Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah.
So we're trying to tell her, maybe we can watch that. She doesn't really. She's like, no, I'm too young.
Do you know, I don't care for the Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's good.
Yeah, but I feel like it's one of those blasphemous things that, you cannot say that.
Do you like Coraline?
Never seen it.
Oh, man.
Good? Yeah. Same thing, though, right?
No, better.
Is it?
Yeah, it's better, yeah.
Is that controversial?
I don't know. I think it's kind of better regarded. They're all, most of his stuff is pretty good.
Tim Burton,
good.
Is it?
It's not Tim Burton.
Oh, okay.
Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas, directed by Henry Selick.
Of what fame? Would I know him from anything else?
Oingo Boingo?
Excuse me?
That's not him.
Whistle wasn't.
Oingo Boingo is the band. But Henry Selick.
You're thinking of the Bonzo Dog Doodah band. That's what you're thinking of.
Yes. Of course.
Of course.
I'm thinking of the guy. Who's the fucking guy who did the music? Danny Elfman.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. He's Oingo Boingo. And he did the music for it. Okay.
So sing Oingo Boingo.
I can't. It's infectious.
Terry, listen.
Yeah?
I want to hit you with some things I like.
Yeah.
All right?
All right. I might have to adjust mine on the fly, to be honest. A lot of them are food-based.
But you know what? I was thinking that, it's a shame that we didn't cover this a few weeks ago, because I would have been like, my monster... A pipeline punch, my blah 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 blah. But you know.
Now you can live without them.
Yeah.
So it seems.
I may change mine on the fly too. All right.
You want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna go first. Number five. I'll keep it short because we talk about it quite a bit. YouTube Premium. I only while I was waiting for you to arrive, I'm watching an interview with Rick Rubin on a podcast. 2 hours 20 minutes. You know the producer with the long beard and all this. Yeah. Really interesting. He's an interesting cat. And he's on the podcast circuit. So I'm just there watching it. No ads, just and it's gone up in price. In a month it'll be $13.99 instead of $11.99. I'm like, I'm not happy about it, but absolutely fine. Take the money. I'm like when Joni's listening to, because we share.
You want to get yourself a box though as well, right?
A what?
Like a smart stick.
No.
No, you don't want them?
No.
80 quid a year. One off payment, 80 quid.
What for? I wouldn't. There's nothing I want to watch. It's all on YouTube. TV? No, I don't want to watch it. I just want to watch sports.
Yeah.
Sports. But I have Sky Go.
We don't have TNT. Oh, you have TNT.
I have it all thanks to our good pal, eh, Roy? Yeah. Literally just football. and YouTube and like Netflix and stuff like that. There's nothing on live TV that I would want to watch. So it would just be wasted on me. But YouTube Premium for my own watching tastes. Oh, when Joni's taken over my Spotify because she listens to lo-fi when she does her homework, I just switch it up to YouTube. Turn my phone off. Keep going. Keep this party going.
When you're driving, like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'll be stopped. You gotta say that, don't you?
No, but like, you know, you can, if you listen to a podcast on YouTube, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're laughing. Anyway, YouTube Premium, I'm such a fan and I love it.
Okay, so number one for me, no surprise.
Now, is this number one or number five? Not in any order.
No, I'm just number one.
We're just talking.
Yeah, okay. We're just talking. Number one. Movies, Andy.
It is number one as well in that order.
Can't.
Oh, you are a simple fiend. Man. A fiend.
I watched two movies in the last 2 days. How about
fucking
you?
Fucking animal.
How about you? Aren't you?
One.
Nice lick.
Well, one. The one I was legally required to watch for the Patreon.
Not legally. I watched Sicario last night. Did you ever see Sicario?
No, I haven't.
Ever heard of it?
No. Now we're off the movie talk now, right?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I love sticking on.
Kind of squeeze in another little like mini review.
2 hours. I've been reading a book about, what would you call it? Mexico and America and the drug trade.
I'm
reading the book about that, and then I was like, you know what, I want to watch. And it kind of ties in actually with Man on Fire as well, which we have recording this week for your listening pleasure, our lovely patrons. Again, only €5 per month over on patreon.com/ what's so great about.
God, he's good.
But I was like, there's a movie about basically dealing with all the narcos and stuff. And I was like, I wanted to watch that. Stuck it on. 2 hours. Great time.
Well, let me ask you something. I don't mean to be rude. I don't want to talk about that. But
nothing.
What got you? What is it? When did you think you became a movie guy?
Were you
the movie guy in school?
A little bit.
College?
Definitely college. It was before college.
Because you like movies more than the average person. So I'm trying to think what. Like you are
like
a film buff.
13, maybe. I think it was when like I saw my first Hitchcock movie.
Right.
And I was like, whoa.
Right.
What is this kind of, like, because, you know, we'd watched a bunch of movies when we were kids and stuff like that. But it was like
unremarkable movies, say, and then you see a classic.
Like, but then you see, like, you know, we'd seen Terminator 2 when we were too young.
Yeah.
You know, I'd seen Alien when I was too young, but it didn't, like, they obviously made an imprint on me, but it wasn't enough to be like, this is me now, you know? And then it was like when I was watching, it was weird because it was like a bonding thing with my dad that kind of, then we drifted away from.
Yeah.
If anything, I was like, he was sitting up watching it one night and I was like, what are you watching? I came downstairs, couldn't sleep at like 11 o'clock and it was like the late movie on BBC or RT or whatever it was. It was like a Hitchcock movie. And I sat and watched it with him and I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is from like, you know, 40 years ago.
That's interesting because, go on, sorry.
And no, but then it was like, I was like, oh, and then I needed to, you know, more.
Do you think it was meshed with the novelty of being up late watching a movie with your dad when I should be in bed?
That definitely was part of it. And then it was like, I would be like, and look at this and this. And he'd be like, what?
What have I done?
He's like, sorry, kid. Go stand over there.
Over there.
I mean, that's how like parenting back then compared to us now. It's like, you ask your kids how you're feeling and all that. And it's like, go stand in that corner and don't make noise.
Shut up.
But like, so that was kind of it. And then it just kind of like rambled on from there. I'd be like, oh, you know, Tarantino, Ford Coppola and all this stuff.
It's like, when you get into, it's probably because
it's like music, isn't it?
Yeah, like, it's like, know, you discover like a director. What else has he done? It's like when you discover an album. Yeah. Like, what else have they done? Oh, that's brilliant too.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit, I'm in a rabbit hole now.
Yeah, 100%. It's all about rabbit holes with movies for me. So much so that like you look at an actor, I'm like, what else is he in? And then you go back to, oh, that, well, I want to watch that. He's like, he's only in it for a little bit, but the movie's good.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you learn like a bit about the backstory or how this interesting stuff. It's like learning history as well as
history.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's
love
like,
all that
that's
shit.
What I like about music as well, is that like when we'd get into like the Beach Boys or something, And then you'd,
do you know,
Pet
he
Sounds
locked himself in his room.
Yeah,
you know,
like Pet Sounds is great. Like, did you hear about Smile? Oh, you went crazy. You couldn't finish it, and they're releasing, re-release. They're finally releasing it. Whatever. Years
have
later,
have you seen? Just because whenever I think of Smile,
yeah,
and him losing his mind, I always think of Walk Hard, where John C. Reilly,
yeah,
he's like at the point where he's in his Brian Wilson phase.
Oh yeah,
he's
yeah.
Like, no more drugs. He's like, sure. He's like, what'd you just put in your mouth? Like, it's PCP. And like, he starts going crazy. But the new, did you see the Bob Dylan trailer?
No.
It's called A Complete Unknown. And it's Timothy Chalamet.
Of course it is.
In it.
Hate it.
Yeah, man. It looks a little Walk Hardish. He's like, I hear Bob's
unintentionally?
I hear Bob's going electric is like one of the lines. It's like, this is on Twitter. It's like, that's some of the most Walk Hard shit you'll ever hear. And I'm like, it is. Like,
I don't know what it is. Do you know what it is about Timothy Chalamet?
He's good.
That I don't like about him?
His face?
His face and his name.
Yeah.
And that's literally it, the combination of his face and name.
He's good. He's good as Wonka.
I seen him in The French Dispatch. That was the first movie I seen
him
in.
He was good in that.
Bollocks, Terry.
Yeah, he was.
Bollocks. It was bollocks.
You
was
like
bollocks.
Him.
All right, I like him.
I've had it with him.
All right, next.
Yeah.
My next one is, this may be a bit of a simple one. It's my bed.
Ooh.
It is the most brilliant place in the world.
Now, is this literally or metaphorically?
Metaphorically, my bed's a piece of shit.
Okay. Because we've discussed this at length before. It's
held up with fucking duct tape at this thing. But it's just one of these, like, genuinely, every night that I get into bed, like, first I emit a loud, obnoxious, like,
okay.
I'm so comfortable. And then I genuinely have the thought every time I get into bed, I'm like, how can I arrange my life so that I don't have to get out of this bed ever again? I love it so much. But now it helps that, you know, it's kind of like, that's kind of the time of the day that me and Kerry would actually get to chat or watch something or whatever. We have the TV in the room, which is
a dream.
Yeah, which is a huge reason why bed is on the list, because it's like,
I've got a projector.
Hey.
One step closer. Just need to get something.
Just need to get the projector in the room.
No, the projector's in the room.
Oh.
I just need, you can't do the phone directly to the projector. I need to do the phone to like a Chromecast or something. So like, you know.
But you have that, don't you? You can do that.
Yeah, but the Chromecast is downstairs. So I need another Chromecast. We're upstairs, I guess.
You should take the one you gave me.
You're not using?
No.
Then give it to me.
I will. Yeah. I'll
give it to me.
And if you want a bit of free advice, not that you do, the trick is here is to have it on already when Faye walks into the room. I know you know this.
I'm always second to bed. Always.
You're going to have to.
If anything, if I say I'm going to bed, she's like, what? No, you're not. I'm going to bed first.
It's my stick.
Yeah, it's like, I think you're going to go to bed. She's like, no. You wait down here. I'm going to go to bed and then come up in like 10 minutes. Let me get comfortable. Then you
can. Then you can come up and ruin it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, what's your next one, number two?
Bacon.
Yes, it is good. Isn't it?
I love it so much.
What kind of bacon? What sort of bacon spin are you?
Smoked streaky.
My man.
Love it.
Yes.
Any kind of streaky, but preferably smoked.
Yeah, definitely.
Honey, good too.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Duns do a great streaky rasher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they do.
What do you have it with normally?
Everything. You name it. I had a chicken and bacon sandwich the other night.
Oh, that you made?
Yeah, I did chicken breast, bacon.
Specifically for the sandwich?
Yeah.
That's a lot of work for a sandwich, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'd already had like,
I like it though.
I had like a lunch, a big lunch.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm on the clock and I'm like, okay, what can I get into me before 8:30? Stick a chicken breast in the air fryer, bacon on the other side. This might have been last night, actually. What year is it? Where's the professor?
How long does it take in the air fryer?
About 15, 20 minutes with the breast and about 9 minutes with the bacon. You got to keep an eye on it, though. You don't want it to get too crispy, crunchy.
I quite like crispy. I don't like it too crispy.
No, you don't want
it. But I prefer it slightly overdone than slightly underdone.
I'm the opposite.
Oh.
I like it. I like it a little bit.
You're an undersman.
I don't like it. My mom used to always, God bless her, she would make bacon and all of me, like leave it out the next morning if I'm hungover. And whatever bacon they got was the ones where like the rind would like crack.
You could just, yeah.
I don't like that.
Crush it up into dust.
Yeah, if you like, oh, my mouth is so dry, and then there's crispy, crunchy bacon.
Joni's kind of like that now. When I offer a bacon show, he says like, "Is it fresh? As in like, or is it leftover from yesterday?" I'm like, "No, I cooked it." Like, yeah. Okay, fine.
Bonnie is starting to get into bacon, which I don't like.
Really?
Because she's like, "You cooking bacon?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Can I have some?" And like, I've just put on enough for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not putting on another slice. Okay, I'm not putting on another piece for you. I'm like,
I'll cut break the you bacon off. Down
I'll give
the
you
middle.
A bit of my bacon. This shows you how much I love you.
Yeah.
That I'm giving you my bacon.
Giving
and it's
kids.
Only a matter of time before the other guy picks up on it.
Yeah, he'd be like, what was this?
Hey, bacon.
How long's this been going on?
Help. Bacon. Help.
Yeah, that's the thing. Sharing food. Like, we go to McDonald's on Fridays, get a nice little treat for the fam. And I give, me and Kerry get a share box of nuggets.
And how much is the share box? 30?
20. But
I think I could take that down by myself.
Of course, yeah.
Easy.
Like vitamins to me.
Large chips and 20 nugs, easy.
And Joni gets just a Happy Meal with 4 nuggets. And she normally wants an extra nugget or two, so we have to give her some from our box. And sometimes we have a pre-approved between the two kids.
Okay.
We'll at max give out 4 nuggets, maybe 2 and 2, if they need them. Not that they do, because Myla chucks hers on the floor anyway. But if I go into that box then when it's my turn to eat and there is less than 16 nuggets in the box, I'm like, well, that's not coming out of my end. If you made the decision to give an extra nugget to one of our kids who's hungry, that's coming out of your end, pal.
I totally empathize, but hearing it come from you, I'm like, oh, come on, Andy.
Having said that, actually, you know what? No, I think that, but I always take the lesser. When I'm cooking,
you gotta do it.
When I'm cooking and I have an uneven amount, Kerry always laughs because like when I'm plating stuff up, I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm like, has to be dead even. I'm like, yes. But if it's not, and I'm the one cooking, she gets the extra, or she gets the better presented.
I always get
dinner.
Told that you gave yourself way more chips. And I'm like, yeah, you got salad.
I knew them.
I just got my chicken and chips. You got chicken, chips, salad, whatever else here.
You got variety.
Yeah, another veg.
This is my 1 of 2.
Yeah,
here.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Bacon.
Now, I don't want to get too deep here on the pod. You know, I like to keep things easy breezy.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say 3, the podcast.
Oh.
All right. Because, you know, we speak about it a lot, but not really publicly. But like, in my life.
You know what? I'm going to make that my 3.
All right.
We can roll in together.
I think in my life, it's like, you know, I have my, I get up, just me. I go to work, just me. I'm in work doing the dance, you know, it's fine, everyone's nice and I get on with everyone, that's good. And it's like, yeah, home, you're doing parenty stuff and like hanging out with the kids obviously is great and all this sort of stuff, but you're kind of like, you know, it's a stark difference. Yeah, when you're with your buddy, it's like, you know, this is my only sort of male interaction that's not my father that I have during the week. And it's like, oh, like he, like this guy laughs at my jokes and he, oh,
turn off your phone now.
I'm sorry. I was trying to
laugh at any more of your jokes.
I was trying to turn it on to hear you at the back door anyway, but you know what I mean, it's just like, oh, like I don't have to explain, I don't have to say any messing, we have our own little language, our own little in jokes. And plus the podcast is like, friends generally don't meet as regimentally as we do, and like
it's great having an appointment.
Yeah. Because then it's like, oh, well, you know, we got to do this. The podcast, if anything, is secondary to the benefit that I get from it. So, you know, not to get too schmaltzy about it, but that's definitely a highlight of the week for me.
Yeah, I think for me, it's, you know, it fulfills me creatively, which is something that I've realized that, like, I'm not doing it, like, when we weren't doing the podcast, when we both had kids, we had newborns, like, I couldn't tell you how excited I was to get back to, because it was that kind of thing where it was like, I was coming up with ideas, all this stuff. What if we do this? How about this? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then it was also like, you get to see, you know, like you say, male interaction, like your buddy for the week, you talk for an hour, 2 hours, whatever. Not many people, like, especially our age, the amount of people I know have told me, geez, I haven't seen anybody in ages, blah, blah, blah.
God, and I haven't seen him in 2 years. Yeah, we're still good friends, but haven't, you know.
Exactly. And it's like, oh, how's Andy? He's like, great, see him every week. know, whatever, like that kind of thing. It's like, it's rare.
And you know what I realized?
It's important.
It's very important because it's like, especially like as men, like I feel like, you know, men can just kind of just go through and do their thing and not really, you know, but like, there's something about just, you know, I was thinking about it, This is the only environment that I have in my week where I could just say, fuck off.
Yeah.
And not be like, no, look, I'm only messing around.
You know, I'm only joking.
You don't have to do that. It's just like a real, every week. Yeah. So I love it.
Great.
Okay. Now that we've got that out of the way. Number two or four.
Yeah, whatever.
My commute.
I knew this was going to be on yours.
I love it. I fucking love it. Now, again, partly thanks to you because I'm benefiting from your Spotify family plan. But my own,
I completely forgot about
that. Terry, no, don't dig any deeper. Now, originally this was going to be music in general instead of the commute, but the commute is really, it goes hand in hand. It's at least 45 minutes, at most 2 hours or something like that. Now, when it gets to the 2 hour mark, I'm like, all right, just get me there. Because by that stage, my foot is killing me, hovering over the clutch, stuck in traffic. Yeah.
Gas hog.
Punch. Yeah. But the commute, I love it. I have enough time to listen to a full podcast, my own music that I can blare. And it's just, it's all motorway. It's just one straight drive. I stop off for a coffee on the way. And it's just so delightful. If my commute was only 10 minutes long, I would feel shortchanged. Mm-hmm. I love my commute to work. Since I've started driving, the commute is chef's kiss.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't, if you were coming up without driving, there's no bus that's going to get you here straight away.
Well, what I used to do was I would get the coach to Loughlinstown and then walk to Cherrywood and get the Lewis from there to here, which was fine, but like,
that's not bad.
On the way back it was really annoying.
Yeah.
On the way to work it was fine. But like, it's always like, is a bus going to be packed? If it's not, it's the only one that leaves Arklow.
Yeah,
you know, all like this sort of stuff.
The train back is fine now.
Yeah,
when I get the train back, because I know where exactly to stand at Dunleary.
Yeah.
The door literally stops in front of me. And then I'm like, sorry, just like step forward, beep. And like other people are like, ah. Oh. You see them like waiting down the end. I'm like, you fool. What are you doing? It's not stopping there. It's stopping right here. So I'm literally either first or second in the door.
Yeah.
So I get a seat.
Yeah. Nice. You know,
and then.
Suckers.
And then what I've been doing now, and this leads me on to my number four, is I read a book.
Ooh, okay.
And I have come to realize for myself now, as I'm a little bit older, if you said to me, you're never going to read a book again for the rest of your life, I think I would
not be happy with
it. Go mad. I'd punch you.
Oh, yeah. Square in the tooth.
Yeah, I think.
Wow.
I get a huge amount of enjoyment from reading. Always have. Got a bit lapsed for, you know.
Do you still have the attention span for it in this day and age?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
And it gets my imagination going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's something like, most of it is fiction that I would read.
Mm.
But like, I want to say like good fiction, but like a lot of fiction that you could see adapted into movies and TV and stuff. Like it's you know, pulpy stuff.
Yeah.
When you're reading it, you can visualize what's happening quite a bit.
That's the thing. I never read fiction. When I read, or I have an Audible subscription, I listen to audiobooks, but
it's like autobiographies and stuff.
Yeah, and stuff like that, or like about a certain topic or something like that. But I can never get into like a fiction thing.
Love it.
If I said to you right now, I can either take music away from you or books away from you.
They go hand in hand, though, because I listen to music while I'm reading my book.
I'm sorry, you got to pick one, Terry. You want to live in a world without music? Son of a bitch?
No, this isn't the assignment. Because I'm not just going to put down like
music's number one.
Music, by like number five. Like,
no, go on anyway. Sorry.
So I just think there's something about. Can I put them together actually? Because music and a book.
I don't think so.
Okay, then. I remember one of my fondest memories during the pandemic was like I had a book that I was like, really enjoying reading. And then I was like, it's 9 o'clock. Faye's like, I'm going to bed. Are you coming up? And I was like, yeah, I think. And then I was like, you know, I'm going to keep reading my book. He's like, oh, cool. And then I was like, went on to Sky Arts. And I was like, what do I want? I want to put on some music.
Nice.
And I put on Roy Orbison, like, live. And I was like, don't really like that.
Yeah.
It was like the Eagles.
Ooh.
And I was like, a live concert of the Eagles. I sat there reading my book and listening to the Eagles play live. And I was like,
this is living.
L-I-V-I-N. Living.
Yeah, let's put them together. Yeah. Sure. Why not? So, yeah. So you could say, things I can't live without is reading while listening to music.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. If I'm at the beach and I've no music and I'm listening to the waves and I'm reading a book, also fantastic.
Do you know what, Terry? There was one time, this is slightly, it's just kind of on topic because I really enjoyed it. We brought a tent to the beach.
I remember you telling me this, yeah.
Now, I probably told you about 10 times, but there was...
My happy place.
I was the only one in the tent. So Kerry's there with Joni. We didn't have Mile at the time, and Kerry's sister Shannon is there with their kids. So they're looking after the kids. And I am just chilling in this tent with my feet out on the sand. I ended up just falling asleep. And
nice,
like,
man.
This is so lovely. I still think about it. I'm like, just get me back into that tent.
Okay, what's number five?
Number five, I hate to say it, but it's the truth. And it's my phone.
I mean,
Kerry's just accepted that this is just who I am now. She says, I'm on the phone all the time. But I can't tell you the satisfaction that I get if I have time to kill, just scrolling on TikTok or Instagram Reels or something like that. If I get to work, I love it. I'll be on my commute. Now we're putting our hands together here. I have my commute, I get my coffee, and then I arrive about half an hour early for work. I don't want to get into work, because I don't want to talk to anyone yet, but I will just sit in the car, have the heat on, and I'll be just scrolling on my phone when I have time to kill, and I'm just scrolling on my phone. And I know there's better ways to occupy my time, but it's a real, I say guilty pleasure, but I don't feel that guilty about it. And I just love mindlessly scrolling. I love doing nothing. the phone is goes hand in hand with that. And so whether I'm taking a dump, or going, whatever. If I have a bit of free time and I can just scroll away, heaven. Sipping on a coffee, heaven.
Now, I'm trying to get better with my phone, actively trying to be like...
Put it away?
Yeah, not on it as much. Because I do find myself on it a lot.
Yeah.
But like I said, when I'm doing bedtime, waiting for Bonnie to go to sleep, I'll be sitting on a giant green and yellow Triceratops teddy in the corner, just lying down on my phone. Catching up on today's news or whatever like that, like, you know, I get it, man.
It's great, but it's one of these where it's like, obviously it's, you know, it's too consuming. And I should say as well, like, we deliberately didn't put like family, my kids,
and stuff like that.
You know, keep it interesting.
They're a given though. Like,
yeah,
if you took away my family, my wife and kids,
books or family, Terry?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Books and music or family. Okay. All right, so what's your last one?
Football.
Hey. Even still.
Because I don't mean just Man United. I mean...
just there's a match on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it. Like, there's a match on. If I'm in the house, nobody else around, and there's a match on at half 12.
Oh.
It's Crystal Palace versus Nottingham Forest. I'm watching it.
Don't care, yeah.
I'm watching it. Maybe read my book while I'm watching it.
Have the music on.
Yeah. It's just that for me. It is like, you know, we talked about it with our friend before, and we talked about UFC and wrestling and stuff. It's like, all great, but like, there's something different about just watching football.
It is, isn't it?
And it's like, I just love watching.
That's the thing. I was asking Andy when we were at Bon Jovi. I'm like, UFC or football? And the way he said it, I'll never forget. He's like, I just love football.
Yeah.
So much. And I was thinking, because like, I had a bit of free time a few weeks ago, and like, Arsenal City were on. Liverpool had already won earlier. So I was like, grand, we've done our business. Oh, great. They're going to take points off each other. And you're just watching the drama unfold. And like, there's other stuff. I think they read her out, or they're in other rooms. And I was like, This is fucking brilliant.
I've gotten really back into watching Match of the Day.
Oh, yeah?
Which is not something I thought I would say in the year of our Lord 2024.
The YouTube highlights don't do it for you anymore?
No, I mean, the YouTube highlights are fine.
Yeah.
But like,
it's not the same.
It's not the same.
No.
and it's like the charm of like Gary Lineker talking about it. I watched Match of the Day 2 last week.
Oh, that was good.
I like Chappers.
Oh, yeah.
But like the guest they had on was like Joe Hart, Stephen Warnock,
oh,
and Graham Potter.
Wow.
And Potter is good.
Three fucking
white bread, you know?
That's what it is.
But I was just like,
I have
but
to
I
say,
still watched it. I still spent an hour and a half, hour 20 watching it, whatever.
It is great.
Yeah.
I like, obviously, it's great when your team is on.
Really bad for my mental health a lot of times.
I mean, yeah. I mean, wow. United are so bad.
I mean, should have beat Villa, let's be honest.
What a shit game of football that was, eh?
Yeah, it was. It was bad. Who's got the most clean sheets in the league?
We do.
Oh,
stop.
Oh.
He's terrible.
Oh, nah, nah.
Anyway.
He's got four. He's got the most in the league.
We have four.
They don't.
I'm pretty sure we do.
Think about it.
Palace?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to know them all, but we only conceded two goals. One of them was against Forest that we lost. And we've played like seven
Allison
games.
Didn't play all those games, though, did he?
Oh, sorry. Well,
that's a name.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
You know?
Anyway. Folks, you can find us on.
right to the chase.
You can find us on Instagram at What's So Great About Pod. You will see links to everything we do, including, as we mentioned a couple of times in this episode, the link to our beloved Patreon, where you will get two bonus episodes every month. You'll get early access to all these episodes. You want us to talk about something like this episode today? It was from a patron. If it's from a patron, we'll do it 100%.
You get to shape the podcast.
Yes.
If you pay.
For the privilege. And you also get access to all our previous series, What's So Great About the MCU, What's So Great About Big Willy's Flops, a.k.a. Will Smith's Bad Movies, What's So Great About Ryan Gosling, and What's So Great About 90s Action. We got it all. We pitch each other movie ideas. We have about 50 top five episodes to do with music, movies, and other things. I mean,
it's a good time.
You literally can't lose.
And what we're covering right now, as I mentioned earlier on, we're covering the films of Tony Scott. We're on the penultimate episode of this mini-series, 2004's Man on Fire, starring Denzel Washington. heaven. Just heaven.
Just heaven.
Yeah. You know. So we're putting up a poll. By the time this is out, there'll be a poll up. So you can choose what's going to be the next mini-series.
Shit.
It's going to be fun, huh?
You're going to get specific with it, or are you going to keep it vague?
Yeah, specific.
Ooh, okay.
They can and I'm going to list what'll come, you know.
Folks, okay, no, just fine.
They're good topics. Hawaiian topics.
Oh, terrible. Absolutely terrible. And those zingers are more of what you can expect.
They're better behind the paywall, all right? You pay for it.
You can bring my A game to the freeloaders?
Please.
Folks, thanks so much for listening.
Now, hold on a second. Andy.
Oh, okay, sorry.
If they can't afford to pay the €5 a month, well, that's what Andy has to say about you. I would like to say you can do me a favor by giving us a rating and a review. Now, Andy.
Yeah?
In this episode, we just named five things that we can't live without. And you know what I can't live without?
It's a layup.
You know what I can't live without?
What can't you live without?
A five-star review!
Yeah, get it
on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Give us a rating of 5 stars, no less. If you give me less than a 5-star review, you're my enemy, and I will.
You don't want
to
be.
To quote a different old man actioner, I will find you, and I will get you.
Isn't it kill you?
Whatever.
Go great digging too. for an apprenticeship. I'm sick of listening to people, tired of feeling like half a man. I wanna be amongst those headstones with a shovel in my hand. Friends with all the ghosts and ghouls, I'm going grave digging too.